Can anybody out there hear me? Hear me?
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Maddie C's Sports. Voice.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody, Maddie C Sports, I got here the legend, Andrew the Gladiator Valdina, 4-0, Beast. How you doing on this lovely afternoon, bro?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me on. It's always a good time talking to you, Maddie C. You've always been one of the good guys in the region, so I appreciate it.
I appreciate that, bro. Well, as media and, you know, fighters, like, not that we don't get along, but we got to stick together in some ways. So it's always been an honor to be part of your team. And that's why I respect you a hell of a lot, man. So props to you too.
It. Thank you.
And happy birthday to your dad too.
Yeah. Big thanks, John. Man. He's the man. I saw you wish him a happy birthday on Facebook too. He appreciates it.
He's absolutely. John Valdina is one of the nicest people ever. The Valdinas are all nice people, and they're in the same section, so you always know where John Valdina is at Plymouth Memorial Hall. So come say hello to him, because he's the shit.
Oh, yeah, man. He's always, like, the first person in that line, like, hours before the doors open. Just can't wait to get in there. Whether I'm fighting or not, it seems like these days. He just loves to be in that hall just like I am. So, no, he appreciates all, like, you know, through all the fights and at Plymouth and stuff, like all the other fighters are starting to know him and the coaches and just the teams and stuff. So it's cool that he's getting to be a part of the whole community as well.
They need to give him like the 100% VIP where it's like John can come whenever he wants. He can come in whenever he wants. We'll have to talk to Mike about that.
He kind of does have it a little bit because he started like the hall pass thing where like people can pay $10 to get into the doors like an hour early. So like
he was the OG in that thing.
The what? Yeah, he's the OG. He created it. So my whole family did because they all wait outside forever. So they, I think they automatically just get that hall pass every time now, which is pretty mint because they created it.
That's awesome, man.
It is awesome. Shout out to Mike Polvere and the fam for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, shout out to Mike Polvere for sure for always getting me into the shows. And unfortunately, Mike, I won't be able to make it this time. And you, I'm sorry. But I'll have the questions later, bro.
It's all good.
So you recently just fought in, was it May? That long ago. May 7th.
Been a while.
So you May fought 27. Wilson. 27. Sorry. You fought Will Smith. You know, I always step aside the booth and go see you. And that was a tough fight, man. And I mean, that was coming off, I think, was that before? No, that was after he upset Cam Arnold.
Yep.
And take me through that fight, man. I mean, it was fast paced and it was a different Valdina I saw in there. So do you feel like you were different in there that during that fight with Will?
Yeah, 100% I do. I appreciate you bringing back that fight because I do want to talk about it. I feel like I never really got the chance to talk about it besides like the post-win interview at Cage Titans. So the fight went great. I had a lot of adversity I had to get through, you know, both in the camp and, you know, in the fight itself. You know, I'm not going to go through like exactly what happened to me like weeks prior to the fight, even days prior. But like, you know, I had – and this is no excuse for the performance. I still got the dub. I still got the doctor stoppage. So it's still an awesome W for me, and I'm very proud of the W I got. But having said that, I definitely think I could have performed a lot better. And it just, some things happened in camp where I'm not going to go too deep in, but like just, you know, bumps and bruises I had to take, and just, you know, coming off those types of bumps and bruises, a lot of fighters probably wouldn't take the fight like I did that close to having it happen in camp. But fighters fight. That's what I always say, man. And this is the career I chose. So regardless of what happens to me, if I'm signing that dotted line, well, we don't really sign contract, but if I'm accepting that fight, I will show up no matter what. Unless it's absolutely something that's so out of my control. You know, I don't want years from now someone to look back at this interview saying, oh, you said you'd fight anytime. But, you know, as long as it's in my control, I'm going to show up and fight night and fight. And that's what I did. So getting into the fight, though, a lot of adversity I faced through Will. I know he was a big, big 35er. He's probably the biggest kid I've fought so far. Days after the fight, he weighed like 175, which is insane. So I knew he was a big kid. That was going to be a good little advantage for him. And he had good striking. I knew that as well. He's so long, the longest and biggest fighter I've fought. So it was just a huge challenge for me. And I was ready to take that test, and I passed it. So, you know, I ended up taking some licks from him early in the round. I came back in the first round and got hit, clipped him a few times. So it was pretty even first round. Then second round comes, man. And I just put the flurry on him, and I dropped him like 3 or 4 times, cut him up. You know, that lip was busted like Robbie Lawler. So I was really, really happy with the win I had. At first I was a little upset, just because I was like, shit, you know, a doctor stoppage win isn't the same as like the fighter quitting. Like feeling a tap from the fighter himself, or seeing a fighter go unconscious from a strike or something like that. I like that type of win because like that was because of the fighter being done. This win was from someone else telling the fighter that he's done, but regardless, I'm happy with it. I cut his lip like it was a friggin' pair of scissors. You know, it was good. I respect to Will though. As I say this, I think he's a class act and a really good sport. So, he's a good shit as well.
I thought he was going to be more serious about the Chalua that you posted before. but Sriracha got spicy in there, man.
Yeah, he did.
That was very fast paced fight, and I was like, well, and everybody in Memorial Hall was like, well, what's going on? What's going on with Sriracha? And then I was on that side of the fence, and I was like, dude, he's gushing pretty bad from his mouth. And I was like, damn, like Valdina put a hit on him, and then all of a sudden the doctor stoppage, and I respected that fight because it was so fast paced, and it wasn't like there was a dominating fighter at that time. The first round was a great fight. And, you know, it was just back and forth with you guys, and, you held the cage pretty well. And, it was just a great fight. And man, that, would you say that was your toughest pro fight, right? Up to date?
Oh yeah, definitely my toughest professional fight. I think I needed that type of fight though. You know, it answered a lot of questions for I knew what I could do. I knew like the type of like person I am, where if I'm facing adversity, I'm not one to cower down and hide and shell up and tap or whatever. Like I'm the type of person that when I see adversity, I'm gonna go head on and run right through that fucking adversity. So I knew I could do that, but I think that fight answered a lot of questions for the viewers and like spectators to say, like, all right, what is Valdina? Like, I know he has skills and stuff like that, but can he, you know, come back after getting hurt? Can he fight through adversity? And I'm happy I answered a lot of that for people, you know, just going moving forward in my career.
Yeah. And I mean, literally almost all your fights have been, well, yeah, all your fights have been at Cage Titans. So, I mean, the fans love you, and I could see some fans were a little worried in the beginning round, and you know, they know it's you, so they're like, he's gonna do something crazy out of the ordinary. And holy shit, man, the cardio you have was amazing, dude. Like you ran that cage, man.
Yeah, man, it was that fight was like all gas from both of us the entire time. There really wasn't a point in the fight where like there was, you know, like a low period. Like the entire time there were strikes, there was movement. Like, I don't think either of us had our feet planted for more than like 2 seconds, 1 second at any point of the fight. So it was that was a huge, tough test for me as well, because Will is known for his cardio. So to keep up with that and to push him as well with my cardio, it was tough. I'm not going to lie. It was definitely not an easy fight. And I'm happy I got through it.
That you did, my friend, that you did. Yeah. And dude, you got three of the Mom's Basement boys coming to town, man. You got Joe Poirier and you got Aaron Hughes, and Joe's over in Vegas with my man Connor Matthews, who's about to fight tomorrow.
Yep.
Man, what do you think of Connor coming in tomorrow with the Dana White series?
I'm pumped for him, man. He just made weight a couple hours ago, 145 on the dot, like a professional.
Yes, sir.
He looks good. He treats everything to, you know, to the most professional standard you can. He is the epitome of a professional fighter. So I'm pumped to see him, all the hard work, all the grinding. You know, the loss from the last contender series, the comeback, like, to come back and win in front of Dana White looking for a fight. And now he's here for the third time in a row in front of Dana, second contender series fight. I just think, like, if there's ever going to be a time, the time is now. And I think Conor's going to get a dominant dub tomorrow and get that UFC contract. We all can't wait, man.
Especially me, myself, man. And, you know, I have nothing but respect for the guy, because it's like impossible to not like that guy. Like, it's physically impossible. And, you know, he's like, oh, come down. I was like, are you fucking crazy, dude? Like, I know who you train with, bro. Like, and, you know, I'm glad he's got a good support team out in Vegas. He's got, he has his mom's there. Right. And then,
His parents are there. His parents are there. Joe's out there. Pete's out there. You know, the cartel guys are out there. I wanted to get out there. I just kind of couldn't swing it these days, you know what I mean? But I'll be out there eventually.
Yeah, and, you know, Pete Luciani, he's a funny dude, man. And I'm like, this guy's a good trainer. And he's like, he just takes everything with a grain of salt, and he just tries to be funny. And I just remember, I think it was a story you had, and you're like, will you take the fucking picture?
Yeah. Every single moment we have, man, it's always a difficult one. You know what I mean? But no, he's a good guy. He's a friggin' like savant when it comes to the sport. He delves his mind into the game so much every single day, just constantly absorbing information, kind of trying to relay it to us and constantly get us all to perfection. You know, he's exactly what we need. And it was a huge adjustment for all of our games to start utilizing Pete.
And you guys' performance speak those nights and days in Mom's Basement, man. And how is the atmosphere with all you guys training together? Like, it must be fun, but it must be like also serious at the same time.
Yeah, I think that's the name of the game. I think like this is the career we chose, right? So like, we need to take it serious. We know what our goals are and we know how to get there. But I don't think everyone's different, right? Maybe some people are like that, where they want to go into a gym and just not smile and just fucking grind and be a scary little Russian guy all day and whatever. But in my opinion, I think the best way to do it is to do it, you know, with enjoyment and, you know, and to enjoy your everyday life and to go to the gym with enthusiasm. And that's where you'll get the best results, especially with guys that you love and you train together every single day with the best friendships we have. So we have a grand old time in that Mom's Basement or wherever gym we go to, training together. And I'm wicked fortunate for all of them. You know, just to point at a couple, I'm going to shout them all out at the end, but just, you know, Joe Poirier, Connor Matthews, Pete Luciani, Tyler Menard, Joe Lozon, you know, all these guys, we all know what we need to do and we get it done with enthusiasm.
Tyler, man, he's one funny dude.
He's all right.
Is he coming back?
No, man, he's actually in the fire academy right now. He's going to be a firefighter for New Bedford.
Oh, good for him. Shout out to you, Tyler. Yeah. So for this fight, you know, I know maybe that's what I meant. Your goal was 4-5 for this year. Are you satisfied with the four you have?
Am I satisfied with the four fights I've had?
No, I'm saying like with the fights you have for this year, are you satisfied with just having these numbers of fights, or did you maybe want another one?
I take it as it comes. I mean, I took some smacks in that Will Smith fight, and of course, like the fighter in me, you know, the character I am, I'm always like, all right, next card, let's run it up, Joe. Let's sign us, get in the pony. He goes, all right, hold the brakes. So Joe Lozon's the one that tells me to, like, you know, hold the brakes a little bit. Why don't we just take a little bit more time? You got smacked a couple times in that fight. You know, rest up some little bumps and bruises you got, and then we'll hit a fight at the end of the year, last card of the year for Cage Titans. And I was like, ah, all right. Took everything in me to not freaking fight on all these cards that I've been missing out on. But no, I'm happy with the fights I've had. I mean, I don't want to, like, force anything. I don't want to, like, if I force a matchup and I try to force myself to fight when I know I probably should take a little time, things probably just won't go my way. And I think if I just take the fights as they line themselves up for me and with the time frame that occurs, like, I think that's the best way to go about it. And it's been working out. It's much different though, I'll tell you, man. I feel like I fought in the Amis and the Pro is back to back to back to back to back cards. So it is a little different not having consecutive cards and stuff like that. But it's just more time to get better outside of the, you know, the octagon, and, you know, just like really hone in on my skill set in the gym.
And I do feel like the switch from Amy to Pro, like, was at the perfect time. Like, you absolutely decided at the perfect time. And, you know, I'm sure Joe helped you with making that decision, and probably a couple of your teammates and stuff like that.
Joe was actually the decider for one, me turning pro. I thought that maybe I should take one more fight, because I actually ended my Amy career on a loss. And that kid was really good. He's a stud. And I was like, damn, Joe, I don't know if I should go pro, because I think I want like a good taste in my mouth, not a sour loss. And he goes, no, listen, I went, Joe starts showing me his own tapology, how he went pro after a loss in the Amis. And then he goes on to a freaking X amount of fight win streak and stuff as a pro. So I trusted him, and he's been guiding me in the right direction the whole time.
Yeah, I'd say I trust the dude too. I wouldn't mess with him.
Yeah.
So from here, you know, with your training, I know yours is like beyond this world. You go from Drake It, you go to Cartel, you go to Basement, you go to Lozon. Like, is it something that's like tiring for you, or is it worth every single second?
Well, listen, man, I'm human, right? I'm human like everyone else, where I'm going to have days that I'm like, fuck me, I'm so sore right now. Like, the hell, what am I doing? Should I really just go to this session right now? Blah, blah, blah. And I, at the end of the day, as much as I have those thoughts, I have a bigger thought in my head saying I want to be the best in the world someday. So I love doing what I do. So it's really never too much of a force to get me to go to any of these workouts. If I ever do take a session off or anything like that, it really is because I've grinded so damn hard up until that point that it's like, all right, my body is begging for me to take a session off. So I gotta at least take a session off. If a day off would be crazy, but at least a morning off or a night off or something like that. But no, usually it's not too tiring to me. You know, my body's quote unquote tired, but I love doing it. And I know at the end of the day, me showing up is going to get me better. I love all the guys I see every single time I'm at whatever gym I'm at. So, no, I just surround myself with good people, and we all have common goals, so it makes it easy.
I know, man. You're skipping your haircuts, man. You know, you're skipping those just for the for the hell of it, man.
I know. I need to get a haircut. I'm keeping the mullet going, but I gotta shave the sides down. So
you can't.
I don't know.
You should never ever get rid of that mullet again. You can't. It's your signature, bro.
It is. It reminds me of like see that logo on the back, that beautiful logo you have in the back of you right there. It reminds me of like that war hawk he's got on the helmet there. It reminds me of that. So that's why I like to keep it.
That's a good point. I like that.
Yeah.
Just don't be weird and dye it or anything.
No. I came close one time when I was it was either an amateur it was one of my pro fights. I was like, oh, let's bleach blonde the mullet. And thank God I didn't do that.
Oh, God, man. Yeah, that would have been ridiculous, man.
That'd be
I'd still respect you, but I'd be like, all right, Valdina, you went a little too overboard on this one.
I'll respect you, Valdina, but I'm not going to be saying hi to every single Cage Titan. I'll take a walk the other way.
No, I'd always do that. I'd be like, I would just say, what have you done to yourself?
Yeah.
So going forward, man, you know, it's been a good year for you so far. Pretty much a closeout now. I may be going too forward, but what can we expect from the Gladiator in 24?
In 2024 or in November 11th?
No, the year 24.
So if I, in 2024, I'd like to say that, you know, if all goes according to plan, how I have it in my mind, I get myself to 5-0 over it with a dominant W over Kenny Champion. And that gets me to 5-0. Now I'm looking at, you know, I've been wanting to separate myself from the pack a little bit when it comes to the Bantamweight division, at least regionally. I know I had to take it, you know, step by step, you know, starting out in the pro ranks. And that's what I did. You know, I established myself. I discovered more of the type of fighter I am in that cage. And I'm just still, I still believe I'm like just honing my skills a little bit each time I'm in there. But yeah, after a dominant W over Kenny in November, we're looking at a new year, 2024. I'm 5-0. Maybe Jeff Joy, you know, takes his time, whatever he needs to have, whatever he's doing over there. And, you know, he signs a fight me in the beginning of the year. That could be a huge fight, you know, 5-0 versus 5-0. But that's just going down the rabbit hole right there. I just like to show people that I'm constantly getting better with each fight. Try to stay humble, you know, and just grow my brand, grow myself, and just get myself to new places and, you know, new platforms and stuff like that. I want to get to a big league soon. I think at least by the end of 2024, that might be feasible.
Any type of big league, PFL, Bellator, obviously UFC is the ultimate goal for every US MMA fighter.
I would love the UFC. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I want to be in the UFC. I want to be the best in the world. And that only happens with taking tough fights from here on out, getting W's over these guys, showing matchmakers in the UFC that I'm not someone that's just like, you know, taking all these gimme fights. That time's passed. I'm taking contenders now. I want to fight tough guys. And, you know, I want to get to the UFC and maybe take that same road that Conor took with Contender Series as well. And get myself in there.
And my last question to you, Valdina, this might be a good one for you, bro. So is there a hint to your next logo / shirt / whatever you're selling? Like this behind me, this beautiful look over here. Is there a hint of what it's going to be?
I'll just tell you know what? I don't even mind telling you. It's going to be sick. It's you can use your imagination of what it's going to look like, right? The logo's still getting finalized. It's almost done. It's probably going to be done this week. But it's going to be a sideways-facing skull, kind of like that. No helmet, though. Helmetless. But the skull's going to have a mullet. And then on top of it, it'll say, "Fear the Mullet" in some retro font. And the bottom will say, "Gladiator Season." It's going to be pretty fire, I'm telling you.
That already sounds fire. And is there a color to this shirt? It's got to be like
it'll be black and white shirts with some like red pinkish like font for the letters and stuff like that.
Oh, badass.
I'm hoping
badass.
It comes out good, man. I gave the designer like kind of like free will to like kind of design it how she like can see it as I described it to her. So I hope it comes out good.
Well, I've owned two of the last fight shirts, so probably get the other one next. So
yes, sir. Well, hey, you know what? With the news coming that I'm fortunate enough to have you sponsor me. So all sponsors get a free shirt regardless. So you got it.
I will also, if that comes in time, I'll rock that in Disney and we'll start rocking that all over the place, bro. Shout out to my daughter for getting me over there.
Let's go. I'm going to need a picture of you near the Disney cast with your girl and like with the Gladiator shirt on there. That'll be a fire look right there.
Absolutely, man. We got to do it for the kids too, bro. So we got to get these shout outs in, and we're both rocking a beautiful brand up in here. Face Off Fight Company, my boy, Justin Simmons, shout out to you.
Yes, sir.
And, And who do we got?
Yeah, so I appreciate you that giving me the time to shout out all these sponsors real quick. I'm just going to jump over to my other sponsor page so I can shout them out real quick. Can you still see me?
Yes, sir.
All right. So to start, we can actually start with Face Off Fight Co. A lot of these companies are going to be returning sponsors, which I'm so grateful for. But for those who don't know all these companies, here we go. Face Off Fight Co. is a grappling clothing company. They sell rash guards, jiu-jitsu, like grappling shorts. You know, they even have just like everyday apparel, like this nice crew neck that I wear like almost every day. I wear it too much. That fire hat that Maddie C's got right there. And they got tank tops.
I'm a hat person, everybody knows.
So what's that?
I'm a hat person, as everybody knows. 365, I got a hat for it.
Yeah, you do. You actually wear a hat every single time I've seen you. But yeah, that, so they have all that great clothing and apparel and stuff like that and jiu-jitsu gear. If you guys are interested in buying anything from the company, just be sure to punch in my last name at checkout on their website. Just punch in Valdina and you'll get a discount off your order. And before I go any further, all of these sponsors, if you go into any of my social media, my full name, at Andrew Valdina, Andrew Valdina on Facebook, Andrew Valdina on Twitter, every single social media will have a link that if you click, they'll bring you to all these sponsors' links. So it's very easy to find. Another one is, again, Maddie C Sports for you and me. I appreciate you sponsoring me for this one, man. You know, you're a great podcaster in the region, and you always give these fighters, you know, a good chance to, you know, promote themselves, promote the fights they have coming, and to give the platform to shout out other sponsors that we, so we can all make some dough while we try to pursue this crazy career. So I appreciate it, Maddie.
Anytime.
Lisa's Under Pressure Massage. This is actually a new sponsor, and it's a new company that she just started up. She's been doing it for years. It's Lisa Costa. It's actually Randy Costa's mother. And she is a massage therapist, and she actually runs out of Raina Mass at Lowe's on MMA. So it's very convenient for all of us fighters and you know, just members at Lozons to utilize her. And I'm telling you, man, I've had some like kinks in my back over the last few weeks. This is a real story. And I've been seeing her every single week. And I'm telling you right now, night and day, I feel fresh as a daisy every time I leave there, relaxed. I have so much more mobility and movement. It's unbelievable. So thank you so much, Lisa Costa. Thank you, Randy Costa, for setting it up. I appreciate it, seriously. Jen's Jewelers. This is a company in Billerica, Mass, and she sponsored me before, and she's very happy to do it again, and I'm very, very fortunate for it. She runs a jewelry shop in Billerica, Mass. Great deals there. I highly suggest you check her out. This is a new one as well, Bono Appetit Meal Prep. They are out of southern New Hampshire, I believe, and they basically cover, you know, anywhere between, you know, the middle of Mass to northern Mass, southern Mass, everywhere in between, and they just provide meal prep service for people. I've checked out their Instagram. They're actually running a really good deal in the month of October, where all you have to do is like the post, and that's already one entry into this giveaway. You can do other things like share the post, you know, tag people in the post, you know, create a video talking about the company, and it gets you X amount of entries into this giveaway, where they'll give you 10 free meals and some apparel for free if you win the giveaway. So it's an unbelievable deal. They do great work with their meals. I highly suggest you click the link and check them out and get started with that, especially athletes looking to, you know, meal prep for their fights coming up. Fix Care Inc. This is a mainly online medical, like virtual portal type deal. And they just provide a bunch of medical services. They're a newer sponsor for me as well. They have a kid that goes to Lowe's on MMA, and that's how I met up with them. The guy always goes to my fights and stuff like that. Wicked good guy. The wife's freaking great as well, because they've been sponsoring me for this one. I'm very appreciative of it. Thank you. Pete the Job Guy, he's another returning sponsor. He's down in Jacksonville, Florida. He runs like a radio show as well. And super, super generous guy. He's been sponsoring me like, I don't even know how many fights now. And I just can't thank him enough. Seriously, he's a good family friend of ours as well. Thank you, Pete the Job Guy. Invisaware, this is a returning sponsor who's been around for a while. And basically, I used to say they just have like a ring, and you click this little button in the ring. They have so much more than just a ring now. They have like different types of apparel, chains, jewelry, you know, just like sleeves, like bracelet sleeves and stuff like that, where if you press like a button that is hidden in any of this type of apparel, accessories, etc., emergency services will come as soon as possible after clicking that button. So it's great to get your loved ones for, you know, gifts for the holidays or birthdays or anything like that if you want to keep them safe. Drake at Tire and Exhaust. This is a returner as well from the last fight. He runs a tire and exhaust shop, a car mechanic shop in Drake at Mass. Actually, his wife also sponsored me, Northeast Custom Granite. And they're both returning sponsors. Super grateful to have them both on board. They do great granite countertops at Northeast Custom Granite. And basically, my entire family's house is covered in the work she did for the countertops, and they look awesome. My mom's so happy about it. U.S. Golden Pond, my older sister and her boyfriend Jamie, they run a pawn shop in Manchester, New Hampshire. Awesome deals all the time. If you see their social media on Facebook, U.S. Golden Pond, you'll see all the different deals that they have, like on the daily. They're always throwing out deals. Seriously, anything you need, if you want something on the low, just check out their website. And if Manchester, New Hampshire is not too far, man, I think it's a great place to go to just get discounted deals for things you need at a great value. McNeil Landscaping, he's a good friend of mine. I used to wrestle with him at Drake at high school. And he's basically doing all the landscaping, all the tree work, the, you know, plowing, every single, and, you know, just insane landscaping, raking leaves, everything. He does absolutely everything for Drake it in the surrounding towns up there. He's basically almost like a household name at that point in that neck of the woods for when you need work done. And I'm so happy to see that his business is thriving the way it is. And Get Right Nutrition, that is a sponsor that's been sponsoring me for tons of fights. And they actually named a shake after me, the Gladiator Shake. They have protein shakes for post-workout recovery and stuff like that. They have fat burner shakes, they have teas, coffees, protein balls, and their business is only getting bigger. They're branching out to new businesses as well. But that's in Drake and Mass as well. And I go there almost every single time after my strength conditioning up there on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And that is that'll cover it, man.
Excellent. And I have seen, I appreciate those you giving me the time. Thank too. You. Absolutely. What's that? I have seen the videos of you doing the pretty much the bar stool thing over there, trying out the different stuff.
The one sip test.
The one sip. Yeah. The one sip
test. But you never just take one sip. You got to take two or three.
Yeah. You're like, wait a minute. Hold on. Let me get six more. Hold on. Well, Valdina, always a pleasure having you on the show. I am grateful for you always joining the show, being part of pretty much my team here. Like I said to you, there's you and other fighters who I appreciate that have made the show grow. So thank you again for all that. So
dude, everybody check it out. The feeling's mutual.
And again, thank you for the honor of letting me sponsor you again. And thank you. November 11th, watch this guy. And actually, we both got to say, everybody get on ESPN Plus tomorrow and watch Conor Matthews do his thing and hype it up. Everybody hype it up, because it's going to be a dope fight. This guy is a beast and he's only going up from here. So Conor Matthews on Dana White Contender Series tomorrow night. I believe it's at 7.
I don't know if that's 7. It might be 8. I could be wrong.
Yeah, it starts around one of those times. Oh, yeah, because it might be Vegas time, so maybe 8 o'clock. So
he's also fight number 3, I believe, of 5.
Got the inside scoop, people. Third fight.
I'm pretty sure. But, hey, before I go, can I quickly just shout out some gyms and teammates really quick? Because I feel
yes,
like I got to
absolutely.
Get... All right, real quick. I'm sorry. But I just don't think it would be right, because you know what? The only way that I get successful is from all these people I'm about to name and the gyms I'm about to name. So shout out to Lowe's and MMA, shout out to Mom's Basement, Brazilian Top Team. I get some good no-gi grounds over there. And Skill of Strength. That's where I get my strength and conditioning in a couple times a week, with Coach Mike Perry and Derek Chrysler. And, they've been building me like a freaking cardio machine. I appreciate you guys so much. There's so many training partners to name, but to name a couple, thank you so much to Connor Matthews, who's going to get that UFC contract tomorrow night in front of Dana White. Let's go. Shout out to Joe Poirier, Pete Luciani, Joe Lozon, Tyler Menard. This Randy Koss has been helping me out a lot with this camp. So shout out to, there's so many more, right? Especially at Lozon's, even that are just outside of just fighters, that's just grapplers that help me get better and stuff. So anybody that's at those gyms I named that I didn't name specifically, thank you so much. Seriously, you guys are helping me become the fighter I dream of being someday. So thank you.
And shout out to most of those people who have come up to me and said, what up? So shout out to you guys too. Shout out to all you gyms for working your asses off. I know you all take training seriously and you fight seriously. So Gladiator.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I like you get to sheath it after, you know?
Yeah, you got to give a little slice right there. But everybody, Andrew Valdina, a.k.a. the Gladiator, November 11th, doors open at 7, and he'll be there.
Let's go. Can't wait.
Everybody, good night, Sadie, and have a good day / night, whatever you watch.
All right, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks for watching Matty C Sports. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Matty C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C Sports on YouTube.
They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One point I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal. Taking my pick and I pounce.